Anybody here today excited about digging into God's Word? Anybody? Like getting into the Word of God. Okay, we've been on a study for a number of weeks on Psalm 23. It's a famous psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." And friends, it's a psalm worth memorizing. Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." Last week, we studied the last part of verse 4 in Psalm 23. "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." And for a human shepherd, we studied what a human shepherd uses his rod for. One of the main uses of the rod is for what? One of the main uses of the shepherd's rod is to protect the sheep in danger. To protect the sheep in danger. And for us as New Covenant believers, as New Testament believers, what is the rod today, the rod of God? For our lives today. That brother's got it. It's the written word of God is the rod today. Amen? Because you know, that old wolf, the devil, is going to throw attacks at you. He's going to throw spiritual attacks at you. He's going to throw temptations at you. He did it to Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. And every time Jesus quoted from the word of God in Deuteronomy. And it says in verse 11 of Matthew 4 that the devil left Jesus. So if he tempted Jesus, if he attacked Jesus, guess what? He's sure going to do it to us. And we've got to be familiar with the rod of God, the word of God, to ward off the attacks of that old wolf called the devil. And then we studied the main use of the shepherd's staff. What is one of the main uses of the shepherd's staff? If anybody was here? Well, one of the main uses of the shepherd's staff is for guidance. The shepherd helps guide the sheep with the staff. And as New Covenant believers, New Testament believers, what is our staff today under the guidance of the great shepherd, God, Jesus Christ, the good shepherd? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Why is that? The Holy Spirit was sent to lead, guide, and direct us. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, guess who took up residence on the inside of you? The Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, dwelt in the Holy of Holies in the temple. But the New Testament temple is who? It's you and me. It's our bodies. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of you as a believer in Jesus Christ wants to lead, guide, and direct you. That is our staff today. It's the Holy Spirit. And you know, you may be facing a question in life. You may be asking God about direction concerning the future. And if God is giving you the green light, He's saying, yes, this is the way I want you to go. You'll get what? You'll get peace on the inside. The Holy Spirit speaking to your human spirit will give you peace. But if you're asking God about something in your life, do I go to this school? Do I go to this church? Do I get involved with this person? And He's saying no, He's giving you the red light, then you will not have any peace on the inside. So the modern day staff is what for us? It's the Holy Spirit who is sent to live on the inside of us to lead, guide, and direct us. Is that making sense? All right, today we're going to study the first part of verse 5 in Psalm 23. "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Say it again. "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." I'm going to read some excerpts from Philip Keller, who once had a flock of his own. We're going to look at this table in two different ways. In thinking about this statement, it is well to bear in mind that the sheep are approaching the high mountain country of the summer ranges, Psalm 23, verse 5. These are known as alplands or tablelands, so much sought after by sheepmen. It may be seen that what David referred to as a table was actually the entire high summer range. Though these tables may have been remote and hard to reach, the energetic and aggressive sheep owner takes the time and trouble to ready them for the arrival of his flocks. Early in the season, even before all the snow has melted, he will go ahead and make preliminary survey trips into this rough, wild country. He will look it over with great care. There's the key, great care. Keeping ever in mind its best use for his flock during the coming season. Then just before the sheep arrive, he will make another expedition or two to prepare the tableland for them. He takes along a supply of salt and minerals to be distributed over the range at strategic spots for the benefit of the sheep during the summer. I can picture David walking slowly over the summer range ahead of his flock. His eagle eye is sharp for any signs of poisonous weeds, which he would pluck out before his sheep got to them. No doubt he had armfuls to get rid of for the safety of his flock. So the shepherd goes ahead of the sheep into the tablelands up high to prepare for the arrival of the sheep. He makes another expedition or two to prepare the tableland for them. He takes salt and minerals to be distributed at strategic spots for the benefit of the sheep during the summer. So let me ask you this today concerning the human shepherd and his sheep. His tableland preparation shows what about the shepherd? The shepherd preparing the tableland for the sheep shows what about the human shepherd? That's it. Care and concern. It shows care and concern. And we are the sheep of whose pasture? Of God's pasture. Jesus said, I am. And John said, he said, I am the good shepherd. So Jesus, our shepherd, really cares for us. He is really concerned about you and me. Say it with me today. Jesus, my shepherd, is lovingly concerned about me. He really cares for me. You know, he cares about the big events, the big challenges, the big concerns of your life. Look at Psalm 139, verses 1 through 2. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 2. And this is what he writes. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. God knows every large concern, every large care, friend, that you are dealing with. I don't know what you're dealing with today. Maybe it's a disease diagnosis. Maybe it's the big concern, the big care of a job or a better paying job. Maybe your concern today, maybe your challenge today is reconciling, repairing an important relationship. You know what? God is concerned about it. He's making preparations for your miracle breakthrough in the big areas that you're going through in life. Let me say it again today. Just like the shepherd makes preparations in the tableland, God is making preparations for your miracle breakthrough in your life, whatever area in your life that might be today. Your health, your finances, your job situation, your relationship, your emotions. God is making preparations to bring you a miracle today, friend. What is he looking for? He's looking for something in you and me, the sheep. He's looking for obedience. He's looking for faith. What does Peter write in 1 Peter 5, verse 7? He says, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. Let me say it again. Cast your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. As you cast your cares upon the Lord, it shows that you have faith in the Lord. It shows that you know that you know that you know deep down on the inside that he is in control of every area of your life. It shows that you know that you know that every big thing that concerns you concerns the heart of God. Amen? You know, back in 06, I was really struggling. I was going through some depression. Some of you might have heard this before. And I was really struggling on the inside as to whether or not God really loved me. And I thought God was upset with me. I thought he was chastising me. I thought that I was thinking to myself foolishly that he did not love me. And in the midst of that situation back in 06, this lady who I had some contact with came up to me in the middle of all that in my life. And she said this to me. Because that was a big concern for me. Does God love me? She said this to me. She says, I just sense to tell you, Jonathan, that Jesus really loves you. And it brought such peace to my soul that the thing that was concerning me was concerning God. And he put my soul at rest. He said, Jonathan, I love you. That was a big thing to me. And I don't know what the big thing, the big care is in your life, but guess what? It concerns God. And God wants to put your soul at rest. He's going to reveal to you in many ways that He's thinking about you. When everything concerns you today, God is thinking about it and He's making preparations to bring you through it. Amen? God cares about the big challenges in your life, but He also cares about the little things, the little details that concern you. What did Jesus say in Matthew 10:30? What did He say in Matthew 10:30? He says that the very hairs on your head are numbered. That's detailed, isn't it? God has got every single hair on your head numbered. And for us guys with beards and mustaches, He's got our whiskers numbered. Would you agree? He's a detailed God. He's concerned about the little things, the little details that concern you. And your little concern might be $2 for the next bus fare. You know what? God is on your side. God is going to bring you through. He's going to provide you with what you need. You know, it may be for the next dinner meal. That may be your little concern is, where is my next lunch? Where is my next dinner coming from? God knows about it. He'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. He loves the birds. He takes care of the birds. And if He takes care of the birds, Matthew chapter 6, He is going to take care of you. Say it out there with me today. I'm better. I'm worth more than any bird out there. In Jesus' name. Amen. This morning I was at a parking lot at a store, and a certain individual said he had seen me before in a church, and he was needing some bus fare money. And so he came up to me. It was a little concern for him, and he said, "Man, could you help me out with bus fare?" So I opened my wallet and I gave him a couple of dollars. Now that was a small concern in his life, a small detail, and God knew he was concerned about it, and I believe that God crossed our paths so that need could be met. If God met that man's need this morning in South Tulsa at 81st and Lewis, if He did it for him, He can do it for you. Amen? Amen? He's concerned about the little things that concern you. He cares about you. And He's preparing for a miracle breakthrough in your life. Amen? So the table of concern. Next, I want to talk about the table in the sense of peace. Another task the attentive shepherd takes on in the summer is to keep an eye out for predators. He will look for signs and spoor of wolves, coyotes, cougars, and bears. If these raid or molest the sheep, he will have to hunt them down or go to great pains to trap them so that his flock can rest in peace. Only the alertness of the sheepman, the shepherd who tends his flock on the tableland in full view of possible enemies, can prevent them from falling prey to attack. It is only his preparation for such an eventuality that can possibly save the sheep from being slaughtered and panicked by their predators. So an alert shepherd does what for the sheep? He protects them. He keeps an eye on the enemies. He keeps the enemies of the sheep away so that sheep could be at peace. So the second facet concerning this table is the table of peace. The table of peace. That old wolf, the devil, may be throwing attacks at you, friends. He might be tempting you. He may be throwing fear and worry at your mind. He might be throwing a storm at your life today. And we're about to experience a storm here in South Tulsa today, right? They're talking about tornadic winds. They're talking about hailstones the size of baseballs and so forth. So we're about to face a storm here in Tulsa today. But, you know, in a spiritual sense, in a figurative sense, you may be facing a storm in your life today. I don't know what that storm is. Maybe it's a job loss, the loss of a relationship, an unexpected report, something, a breakup in a relationship. You know, a breakup, a loss, a job loss, these are enemies. But remember these innocent little sheep. These innocent little sheep in the tableland can rest in peace. Why? Because they know that they have an alert shepherd, an alert human shepherd who will keep the enemies away. They can rest in peace in the arms of the loving shepherd, because they know that their human shepherd is in control. He will scare away the wolves and the cougars and the coyotes. And who do we serve? We serve God, the great shepherd. Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. Amen?
Amen.
And God wants to prepare a table of peace for you in the midst of your enemies today. And as I said, those enemies could be a job loss, an unexpected report, the breakup of a relationship, something in your life you did not anticipate. God wants to prepare a table of peace in the midst of those enemies today. Amen?
Amen.
Remember Jesus and the disciples in Mark chapter 4. Anybody remember? They were sailing on the Sea of Galilee. I know I've preached this before, but it bears repeating. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 39. What does it say? That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boats. There were also other boats with him. Mark 4:37. A furious squall came up, a storm, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Verse 39, he got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Peace," or "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. There was an enemy that came against the disciples in this boat as they were sailing on the Sea of Galilee. Who was this enemy? What was this enemy? This enemy was a storm rocking that boat back and forth, and the disciples reacted with what? The disciples reacted with fear. "Jesus, don't you care about us? We're about to drown." But how did Jesus react? He reacted with peace. Why did Jesus react with peace? He was sleeping in the stern, in the back of the boat. Why was he sleeping in peace? Because he knew that God the Father was in control. So he was resting in peace. Just like those sheep in Psalm 23 can rest in peace, knowing that the alert, loving human shepherd is in control. Those sheep know that the shepherd can speak, "Peace, be still. Get away, wolf. Get away, coyote. Get away, cougar." And the enemy has to leave. They can rest in that. And friends, we are the sheep of his pasture. And just like Jesus knew that God the Father was in control, we've got to have that settled deep down on the inside of us. That God the Father is in control of every area of our lives. This enemy, this storm may be attacking your life today, but God wants to set you before a table of peace in the midst of your enemy. In the midst of the storm that you're going through today. Amen? Friend, I don't know what your storm is. Maybe it's a long-lost spouse, a child that you want relationship with. You don't know where this child is. You don't know where this parent is, this person that you want contact with. What happened to this job that I once had? Will I ever have one again? It's some type of storm in your life, some type of enemy that is besetting you. But in the midst of it, he prepares a table of peace for us in the middle of, in the presence of, our enemies. Amen?
Amen?
We have to have it settled deep down on the inside that who is in control? That God is in control. You can rest in peace in that fact, that God is in control. And friends, that's faith. That's the one thing that pleases God is faith. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if it's impossible to please God without faith, what does that say to you? That with faith, it is possible to please God. That with faith, it is possible to please God. And part of faith is knowing that you know, that you know, that you know, in your knower, deep down on the inside, in your spirit, that God is in control. And if your boat is being rocked like the disciples and Jesus in Mark chapter 4, guess what? God is about to speak in your life, "Peace, be still." And that storm will subside. It will become peaceful. Your life is probably being rocked today, your boat, your life. But guess what? It's being rocked under the control of God, in God's hands. He's not going to let you drown, friends. God is in control. Amen? He loves you so very much. Back in 05, you've heard this story before probably. How many remember the tsunami that hit Asia back in December of 04? Anybody here? All right, it hit Asia. I was doing a lot of missionary work in India at that time. So it was, I guess God put it upon my heart. I know that God put it upon my heart to do some tsunami relief in the nation of India. And so we went out there, put a team together first of four people. Two people were from the West Coast. They were an older couple. We got the resources together. We raised funds. We had the contacts out there. And we were about to fly out the next morning to India to do some tsunami relief. Lo and behold, the night before we fly out, I get a call from one of the team members, the older man. He says, Jonathan, I cannot fly out to India with you. I've had a medical emergency. The doctor is telling me not to fly. And at that point, man, my mind started going crazy 100 different directions. Did I plan the wrong trip? Is it at the wrong time? God, what do I do? And I just didn't know what to do at that time. It was a storm that hit my life. I lost half my team in the matter of moments because they were a husband and wife coming with us. So in the middle of that storm that hit my life, losing half my team going to South India in the summer of 2005, I had a peace on the inside. It was like God was saying, peace, be still. Jonathan, you can rest assured in the fact that I am in control. Don't cancel the trip. Go to India anyway. So we went to India, just two of us, myself and another guy. We taught in a Bible school out there. We did tsunami relief. We brought the gospel to a village that had never heard the gospel before. God was in complete control. It was an awesome trip. And this older couple ended up going back about a month later to the same spot in India, in South India. God is good all the time. If God can do it for me, friends, He can do it for you. If He can do it for me and bring me peace in the middle of my storm, friend, He can bring you peace in the middle of your storm. He wants to prepare a table of peace before you in the presence of your enemies, in the presence of your storm. Amen?
Amen.
Kevin, you got a word?
Gentlemen, I'll try to make this brief. Usually I have about 3 minutes.
So we can go longer. 5 minutes is fine.
Okay. All right, gentlemen, on the way from a trip from New Mexico, I had 4 flat tires. Okay? The first flat tire, I actually had a spare, so I changed it. All right, God provided, gave me the wisdom to have a spare tire on the trip. All right? This is in the desert. The second flat tire, God gave me wisdom to buy a repair kit. Before I made the trip, I was able to repair the tire. The third flat, someone came by and gave me a spare tire. My family's praying. Now, we're still in the desert, right? My 4th flat tire, I'm in Shamrock, Texas. The mayor is in town, sees my family in our trailer. We're sitting in the heat. We're praying for God to help us. He goes, he opens up a garage, buys us a brand new tire. Then we make our trip. We come to our destination with $35 in our pocket. That was Mother's Day. I bought pizza for my wife. But that night, I stayed in a 3-story house that was prepared for us. And the reason why I bring all this up, because Jonathan said, the Lord prepares a table before my enemy. In preparation, all through that trip, He made provisions that I did not, were not aware of that needed to be there. You see, He will make provisions in your life for your destiny in your life, so you can succeed to your destination. You understand?
That's good.
All right. God will and has prepared a table before your enemies. It sits there waiting for you. How do we receive it? You reach out and take it. You ask for it. God has it there for you. Amen.
Amen. That's good. That's good. That's good. So the good shepherd does what? He prepares the tableland for the sheep, right? Last year, we were doing an outreach at one of the shelters here in downtown Tulsa on a Sunday afternoon. And it goes to show how concerned God is for us, how much He cares for us. There was this lady, we were giving out Bibles like we were doing today. And this lady gave a testimony at the beginning of the service. And she said, man, she said, you know, I was just praying yesterday to God. God, I really need a Bible. I really need a Bible. She had no way to a Bible. I guess she had no resources. I really need a Bible. It was a small concern, but at the same time, a big concern. I really need a Bible. And she says, here I am a day later here at this outreach at the shelter on Sunday afternoon, and you guys have provided us with large print NIV Bibles. She was just giving praise to God. The little thing that concerned her concerned the heart of God. And friends, I just pray that in the coming days, weeks, and months, that God is going to reveal himself so beautifully to you, that he's thinking about you, that he knows your every thought, that the little things that concern you concern the heart of God. The big things that are of concern to you are of concern to God. And let me say it again. God is making preparations for your miracle breakthrough. All he's looking for is what? For faith, for you to cast your cares upon him, because he cares for you. He wants you to know that he's in control. Amen?